Greetings in Jesus' name on the second day of February, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently 15 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we're thrilled about the day that God has afforded us to serve Him. What a joy it is to be so busy about the Father's business and have been now all of these years serving King Jesus and being a part of God's great master plan of winning this region for Christ. Today's not a bad day. It's going to be in the 20s, and tomorrow the high is 17, and then on Saturday the highs are below zero. But it's okay. It's Maine. It's the way it's supposed to be, and I'm just amazed at the news broadcast, what it does to people when they hear the temperatures. They just go into a panic, even in Maine. Can you imagine? I remember coming here 27 years ago and it being 20 below zero for a month or more, and you just live and carry on, and you're not really affected by any of it. But today, in this woke generation that we live, everybody's being super careful and all the liability that's out there. And it's a different generation, but we continue to press on. Powerful services last night. The Lord met with us as I'm preaching and teaching through the book of Proverbs on wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Busy day yesterday of taking goals down, putting up lights, doing electrical work, working on different things around the Riverside campus, and the bus, shoveling the bus, a foot and a half of snow on the top of the bus. Had to climb up on top of it, shovel it, and just a busy day. Today's much of the same, and we're preparing our hearts even now for our Thursday night service of the sister church that we also helped to pastor and to lead. And we're praying that God will send me somebody that just work with me that I might be able to train for the gospel ministry. And if that's you, contact me. I can promise you, though, you don't want to be lazy. If you're lazy, don't call me. But if you're somebody that wants to work and get after it, call me and we can work together and get this church going again for the glory of God. In your Bible today, I would invite you to look with me in Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith. What an amazing statement that this is. If ye have faith. If you have faith. There is a great possibility today that you don't have faith, and I don't have faith. But he said, if ye have faith. And he further says, and doubt not. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, was of hungry. And when he went by the fig tree, he simply said to the fig tree, you're done. It's all over. There's no more fruit in you anymore. You're finished. You're all finished. No more fruit for you. And after he did that, the disciples marveled that he would actually do this to the fig tree. And he answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And so Jesus said, you're not only going to talk to fig trees and see amazing things happen to fig trees, but he said, you're going to be able to say to mountains. You're not only talking to trees, but you're talking to mountains. And when you say to the mountains, Be thou removed, it shall be cast into the sea, it shall be done. But this is hinging on us not doubting. This is hinging on us having faith. Where does that leave you and I today? Where does that leave your church? Where does that leave your ministry today? Are you believing God or are you doubting? When you doubt, you waver, you fluctuate. And many people today are serving in the capacity of doubt. They simply don't believe God. They've had 20 people in their church for the last 20 years, and they're going to have 20 people in their church until Jesus comes. And they don't believe that God can add more people to their church. They've had 30 in their Sunday school for 30 years, and they're going to have 30 in their Sunday school for 30 years to come. They don't believe that God could build a church. They're doubting. And they're never going to get to experience mountain-moving Christianity. But whenever you believe and have faith and doubt not, the Lord says you're able to have mountain-moving Christianity. I'm wondering today, do we have any participants? I hope and pray that we'll continue to believe God for the supernatural. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.